Hare Krishna. So Krishna has spoken something which has confused Arjuna. Krishna spoke, he said that this Bhagavad Gita which I am giving you now, I had given it long time back. To whom? To Sun God, Vivaswan. And then Sun God gave it to the father of mankind, Manu. And then Manu gave it to his son, Ikshvaku. Now Arjuna has got a question. Are this person is my contemporary, why is he saying this? To clarify that, Arjuna is asking this question to Krishna exclusively in shloka number 4. Let's see that now. Arjuna vacha aparam bhavato janma param janma vivasvatah katham etad vijaniyam tvam adau proktavaniti. So Arjuna vacha, Arjuna spoke, Arjuna is asking, what is he asking? Aparam bhavato janma. Hey, you, bhavatah, you have taken janma after Vivasvan. And to clarify that again, he is saying, param janma vivasvatah. So here he is saying that Vivasvan has taken birth before you. Now, katham etad vijaniyam. Katham etat, how shall I understand this? Vijaniyam, how shall I understand this? Tvam adav proktavan iti. So he is saying that tvam adav, so you proktavan, you instructed to Arjuna in the beginning. Sorry, Arjuna is saying that you instructed to Vivasvan in the beginning. How will I understand this? Can you please clarify? This is the question that Arjuna is asking. Now this is a very nice thing to understand. Arjuna is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. He knows everything. He knows the position of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. In fact, he himself will tell in 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. So he is very clear. No, he is saying Param Brahma Param Dhamma. Yes, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In fact, he goes on to make a statement that you are the most ancient person. You are eternal. So all these statements Arjuna is making, then why now he is asking this question? For whom is asking this question? He is asking this question for all of us. And especially for some special characters. And that Prabhupada is mentioning here. The fact is that Arjuna is not inquiring for himself. He knows it. He is not inquiring for himself. But for whom is he inquiring for? For those who do not believe in Supreme Personality of Godhead. First, and second, for those demons who do not like the idea that Krishna should be accepted as Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he's asking this question to clarify for these two personalities, for these two categories of people, the atheist class of people who don't believe in God and the demoniac class of people who don't want to accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. They don't like this idea at all. They're envious of Krishna. Then it is said, Krishna also appeared as son. So it's very confusing. It's actually very confusing. If someone reads this Bhagavad Gita and reads this shloka where Krishna is saying that I gave knowledge to Sun God long time back, it's very confusing. Why? Because Krishna also appeared as a son of Devaki on this earth. How Krishna remained the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, the eternal original position, is very difficult for an ordinary man to understand. Therefore, to clarify this point, Arjuna put this question before Krishna so that he himself could speak authoritatively. See, many times people ask this question. How are you saying that Krishna is eternal? Krishna took birth. Where did he took birth? He took birth in Karagraha, in Mathura, in jail. He took birth. And then he was transferred from Mathura to Gokul Mahavan. Obviously, I am not telling the entire pastime now, how Krishna was transferred. But then this is a known fact. Krishna appeared in the Mathura jail. He was born from the womb of Devaki. How to understand this? And he did all his childhood pastimes in Gokul Mahavan, where Yashoda would feed milk to Krishna, and then Krishna has just started to walk, he would get up and hold the little finger of Nanda Maharaj and somehow walk. Can you imagine where Krishna is saying that Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudhani Maya, I am the one who makes everyone move, is trying to walk holding the little finger of Nanda Maharaj. And then trying to speak, Yes. So when all these pastimes, ordinary people see, they're like, this person took birth and he's a child, he's doing all childhood activities. How to understand that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead? It's very difficult for ordinary people to understand just like that. Only when Krishna will speak through his mouth authoritatively, then it can be accepted. Then these people will understand. For us also, even before coming to Krishna consciousness, even we might have all these doubts. But after coming to Krishna consciousness, when we have read Bhagavad Gita, then it's pretty easy to and simple to understand because Krishna himself speaks. He speaks why he appears. He speaks what is the purpose of all these pastimes that he is doing. He speaks about all these things. Then it becomes clear that this person is not an ordinary person. In fact, when Krishna appeared in the jail, Mathura jail, so it is described that he appeared in four-handed form, very, very beautiful form, wearing yellow colored dhoti, pitambara vastra, yellow colored dhoti, and then shankha chakra gada padma in the hand, beautiful helmet, and then earrings, that makara kundala, Kaustubha gem, Srivatsa mark, everything was there in Vaijayanti mala, and he was looking so beautiful. Now, when someone takes birth, tell me, no one even wears undergarments and comes completely nude. And here, Supreme Personality of Godhead is appearing, with all the opulence in such a beautiful grown-up form. This is what is the difference between an ordinary child's birth and Supreme Personality of Godhead's birth. Ordinary child, only thing that the ordinary child will do after taking birth is cry. And what did Krishna do after taking birth? He instructed Vasudev. He started speaking immediately. Oh Vasudev, oh Devaki, you remember whom you were in your past lives? Just imagine a child taking birth and speaking all this. And then full giving address of Nanda Maharaj and saying and telling Vasudev, instructing Vasudev, you take me to this place. Now tell me, which child speaks all this? Child is busy crying. And no one will understand also. The ordinary child, when it cries, no one understands also. Is he hungry or some insect has bitten us or some stomach pain? No one understands. This is the difference between the birth of an ordinary child and the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They both are not same. There's a huge difference between the two. And here, the child is born because of his past karma. And here Krishna appears by his own sweet will. So we say appear, not born. So Krishna appears and he disappears. It's like the sun. Now we cannot say that sun is just born. Sun rises and sun sets. So it doesn't mean that sun has born and sun has died. No, he just rises and then he sets. Similarly, Krishna appears and Krishna disappears. That is, he descends from Goloka Vrindavana and again goes back to Goloka Vrindavana. That's what is the point, you know, that has to be understood. And all this we will be able to understand when Krishna will speak about his supremacy directly in Bhagavad Gita. Anyways, we'll be seeing all those verses in our future videos. As soon as original purpose was scattered, Krishna is the supreme authority, is accepted by the whole world, not only at present, but from time immemorial, and the demons alone reject him. So he is the authority of the whole world. In various ways this is proved, but the demons will never accept. It is necessary that everyone for his own interest know the science of Krishna. When Krishna himself speaks about himself, it is auspicious for all the worlds. Why? What difference it will make when Krishna speaks about himself? Krishna, you know, he'll be telling now in future verses. He is very clear. He says, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattvatah tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti so Arjuna. So it's very clear. Krishna is saying that anyone who understands my janma and karma, who are divya or which are divya, my transcendental pastimes, my transcendental birth, if anyone understands, what happens? Tyaktva deham, after leaving this body, punar janma naiti, that person will never take birth again. So when we hear about Krishna, when we learn about Krishna, when we know about Krishna, who is benefited? We are benefited. And only for our benefit, Krishna is speaking this Bhagavad Gita. So that we know him, so that we understand his instructions and follow his instructions and get the full benefit of it. So it is very, very beneficial for us. The devotees will always worship such authoritative statements of Krishna because they are always eager to know more and more about Him. Now, Krishna is the darling of all the devotees. Darling of Vrindavan, He is the darling of all the devotees. He is the object of love of all the devotees. And whenever now Krishna speaks, devotees are like, yes, the nectar is flowing. Or when something is spoken about Krishna, devotees are very eager to hear about Krishna. Because devotees, they have understood their constitutional position, that they're servant of Krishna, and servants are always eager to hear about the master. But when it comes to atheistic people, demoniac people, they're envious of Krishna and they don't want to hear anything about Krishna. It's like, no, we don't want to hear. So they'll defy the existence of Krishna. Right? So that's the difference between devotees and demons. And what is the Krishna's constitutional nature? He is Sachidananda Vigraha. He is eternal. He is full of knowledge. And he is always blissful. Sat, Chit, Ananda. And another important point that is mentioned is, he is above the domination of the modes of material nature and above the influence of time and space. Krishna is not under control of three modes of material nature. Sattva guna, rajaguna, tamaguna. Nor is he under the control of Kala, time, because he himself is Kala. Aham Kalosmi, you know, Krishna says. And he's also not under the control of space. He's free from all that. He's an eternally, completely spiritual personality. And finally, the last line. A devotee of Krishna, like Arjuna, is undoubtedly above any misunderstanding of the transcendental position of Krishna. Krishna is transcendental, his pure devotees are also transcendental. So the point is, why is Arjuna asking this question? Let me summarize. Two reasons. One, so that people know that why, or how Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they might have this question. To solve their doubt, Arjuna is asking question to Krishna. First. Second, Arjuna wants Krishna to speak by himself about himself so that the statements are authoritative. So in this way, Arjuna has asked a question. Now, actually, the transcendental knowledge from the lotus mouth of Krishna will be flowing from next verse onwards. Very, very important verses are coming up, and those will be describing the features of Krishna the entire aspect of Krishna consciousness. And we'll get to know more and more about Krishna. And it is said, anyone who understands Krishna, that person will never take birth again in this material world. So let's see these wonderful transcendental verses from next video onwards. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.